Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
This is Dr. Elena George.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have a really special show, one I'm looking forward to. Because we're going to speak with Ms. Lisa Warner.
Follow
me
on Twitter.
She is an awakener and a pioneer in health consciousness. And I think in the times that we live in, being conscious about everything we do and doing things with intention is how we live our fullest lives. I know many of us out there know people who have health challenges, and I'm finding as a physician that the healthcare system is falling short in a lot of ways in being able to be advocates for our patients, to empower them, to educate them, instead of being this adversarial relationship, because that's not about health. So Ms. Warner is going to talk to us about many things, but a little bit about her. Upon finding herself facing cancer, she decided to learn how to heal herself without medical intervention. Upon realizing that her body healed cuts, bruises, breaks, and sprains naturally and automatically, she saw no reason why it wouldn't heal cancer or any other disease naturally and automatically as well. What she discovered on her healing journey will change the face of healing forever. For anyone who's willing to look past the current medical model and start trusting themselves and the magnificent self-healing design of their own body instead. She's featured in the groundbreaking documentary film, The Inside Effects, How the Body Heals Itself, and she's created Aligning with Your Radiantly Health Self, Your Radiantly Health Self, a 90-day program that opens the doors to the universal wisdom of self-healing for those who are ready to step into self-mastery. She's the author of the best-selling book, The Simplicity of Self-Healing, now in its 10th anniversary edition, in which she shares the shifts in consciousness she used to heal herself. So, Ms. Warner, I want to thank you so much for joining me, because you are the embodiment of taking your power back, of being fearless and finding the path to health and to healing yourself. So one, I want to congratulate you. And two, I want to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure for me, because I live this every day where patients come in and I'm pretty much the third or fourth opinion at this point. So they're at their wit's end. And it's so empowering for them, for me to listen, for one thing, and for me to have them be partners in their care. I don't think people are really used to that. I would just be curious to start off the conversation with how did you make that change? Because you were part of the health system that we all know, may not love anymore, but we know it. And you had to take a step back and to examine what worked for you. How did you make that change?
Well, at the time, when I looked at the options that were available, you know, there was chemo and radiation and radical surgery and, you know, harsh pharmaceuticals. And none of those things appealed to me. They didn't seem like they were really healthy from my perspective. Mm-hmm. And I thought those things were more scary than what I seemed to be facing. So I just decided that I didn't want to go down that path. And I had seen so many people go through cancer. And, you know, you can just walk down the street and see people, you know, women with, you know, things on their heads, covering up their bald head. And, you know, you just know what they're doing. They're going through chemo. And I just thought, I can't do that. I can't do that to myself. And, you know, it was not my path. So I knew that this was kind of my mastery lifetime and that I needed to become really masterful. So I decided that it was time for me to start that journey and learn how to heal myself.
You know, I really congratulate you, because I've had friends and colleagues who took an alternate path, and they got a fair amount of pushback from their physician family members who really thought, if you're taking a path of unknown and therefore it's not the correct path. Just that strength of character and will to fight through that, because it's your loved one, it's your colleague, it's your spouse. And, you know, you want to be part of, you know, you want to be supported. Did you face anything like that in your journey initially?
Yeah, actually, I did not, because I just didn't tell anybody. Like, I just kept this whole thing to myself, and I just went on this solo journey. So I didn't want to have other people. I didn't want other people's energy interfering, meaning, you know, I didn't want people feeling sorry for me or worrying about me or, you know, projecting fear onto me. So I just kept it to myself.
Well, I applaud you for that. And you just described something that's, I think people, again, take for granted, the energetic side of this, this mm-hmm. feeling that you wanted to move forward without any drawbacks emotionally or in any way. And you wanted to be on your path in a, I wouldn't say, for lack of a better way, in a pristine manner, where it was pushing forward, going into the unknown with not fear, but with, I guess, an energy of, I'm going to do this and nothing's going to stop me. How much does your consciousness and changing your energy on things play a role in your opinion?
Oh, 100%. Because everything is energy. I'm sure we've all heard that saying over and over and over again, but we've never really been taught what that means. And we are pure consciousness. We are non-physical beings having a physical experience. So consciousness and energy is what's going on here. So the more we understand about how energy and consciousness combine to generate physical reality, the better.
I think that was well said. Absolutely. And how much, again, it's this feeling of fearlessness. So the flip side is, how much will fear lead to disease states or your inability to tap into, I think, the body self-healing, just like you do? How does fear stop you from being able to access that in a pure manner?
Well, fear is the monkey wrench in everything. Fear is the darkness. Fear is the illusion. Fear is the who we are not. Fear prevents healing. We get distressed when we're in fear. That's what causes dis-ease. So when we're just living happy, healthy, peaceful, normal lives without any worries, health is pretty much the only option. So, you know, the fear is what we actually have to address, because we have been living in this dystopian society where everything is based on fear. Just turn on the news and you get a large dose every day.
Agreed.
So, you know, we are really kept off our balance. We are these grand beings of light. We are provided for by God, Source, Prime Creator, whatever word you want to use, Mother Nature. Mother Nature provides everything for us for free. But here we are on this planet trying to work to earn a living. And, you know, this doesn't make for an easy life for humanity. So we have all been in this state of stress and fear for a very long time. So now is the time on the planet where we are shifting. This is the shift of ages, where we are moving from the darkness back into the light. So it's really up to each of us to recognize that we are not here to live in states of fear and, you know, oppression and war. We are here to bring peace back to planet Earth. And when we start to recognize that we are the light, then we have nothing to fear.
Well, that's an existence that puts you above this plane, right? Where you really are set up for the next thing coming at you that you feel powerless in order to try to control. It's all about control, isn't it? Where if you control, you can only control yourself. You can't control people around you, what's said, what's coming at you from a societal standpoint, but you can make choices that either align you with it or remove you from it. Is that a beginning of a way, a kernel to start making changes to withdraw your consent from it?
Well, yeah, once we start to see that, you know, there are people who love to control other people. Mm-hmm. You know, when we look at the politicians and all the people in places of power on this planet, it's all about power and control over. And, you know, humanity has been controlled for a very long time. And, you know, by all of the rules and regulations and, you know, it's crazy what's been going on this planet. But when we start to recognize that this is what's been going on, we can start to say, hey, wait a minute. I don't consent to this. I don't consent to being controlled anymore. And that's when we start taking our own power back. And we start to realize, you know, I actually have far more control over my own life than I've been led to believe. I've been led to believe that I have to follow all of these rules and do all of these things and that don't really feel very good to do. And all of a sudden you think, well, wait a second, do I actually have to do all of these things that I'm being told to do? And then you start to do a little bit more research and you find out, oh, well, things are not as they seem. And I have far more control over my own destiny than I've been allowed to know. And once we start to realize this, we start to take control of our inner environment, because this is the only thing that we truly do have control over, is our own internal environment. And we get to create our internal environment. All energy is available to us, you know, the whole spectrum from despair and doubt and shame and guilt all the way to bliss and ecstasy and peace, like everything in between. And we can experience any of those at any time simply by placing our attention there. So if we're experiencing something that we don't enjoy, fear, doubt, guilt, we actually have the ability to alchemize those energies, and we can clear those energies from our energy field. And, you know, once we start to clear all of these negative energies from our energy field, we start to feel a whole lot better and we start to see a lot more clearly. We start to raise our vibration and we start to heal and we start to bring all of the broken pieces back together. And we move from being in pieces back into wholeness, and we live in peace rather than in pieces.
You know, what you just described to me is the power of the individual, which the way that a society is set up, it's usually about the group and it's about conforming to what is expected of the group, whatever that is, right? Whatever your race, your sex, where you live in the country, you name it, they've parsed it about a billion different ways.
Yeah.
And it doesn't jibe with the individual, since we're all unique and we're all perfect in God's design, then there really shouldn't be any "I'm unworthy" feeling that gets superimposed on you, which is fake, really. You should love who you are and you should glory in it and you should be able to express that. And it sounds like, from what you just described, when you're able to feel that about yourself, tap into that, that empowerment gets you out of this rut of what you can't do, what's negative about you. It's really kind of, it's freeing, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yes. When we realize that we actually don't have to participate in the dysfunction of society, we can actually raise above it and we can live in our own private sector and we can just be. We can exist very happily and healthily without any of the external nonsense.
Wow. On that note, let's take our first break, because I think that's a great way, a good foundation to start our conversation about how we get to that feeling and that state. So let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. We're speaking with Lisa Warner. And before the break, you were doing a wonderful job of giving us a big picture of our uniqueness, our perfection, and how we actually tap into it. Now, the book that you wrote, The Simplicity of Self-Healing, the way that we get there in 90 days, or I should say a 90-day program that you've created, I'd like to go into that. Because I think if we can get to the root of how we make our first move, once it starts, it's not likely to stop, is it?
No, once we start to raise our vibration and open our awareness, like that's really, you know, the door to higher consciousness. And we just keep going because we always realize there's more. We can feel better and better, and we can start to realize more and more about what's actually happening here on this planet. And we can start to raise our vibration and turn our own light back on. And we can start shining bright again.
Well, from a medical perspective, do we need to disconnect ourselves from the pharmaceutical traps that most of us find ourselves in order to reach this state? It seems like most of the things that people take mask, cover, somehow blunt our ability to really be in touch with ourselves.
Absolutely. From my perspective, the pills are forcing the body into an unnatural configuration. So what I learned on my journey, and I'm not the first person to discover this by any means, this has been already discovered and thoroughly researched by Dr. Reichegeard Hammer in Germany. But, our bodies are designed to heal themselves, and they are also designed to produce cancer or any of the other labels that are given to the body's function. So when the body is doing something that we don't like, right, we automatically assume that there's something wrong with our bodies, and then the programming has us go to the doctor to find out what's wrong with us. And as soon as we ask a question, the universe has to answer the question. So we go with the question, what's wrong with me? And then we get a label. Well, you have IBS, or you have cancer, or whatever it is mm-hmm. that they label us with. And then with that label comes an entire storyline of how that plays out in our physical reality. And we go, oh, no, now I'm going to have to do all these things. Well, come to find out, our bodies are designed to do these things on purpose. So our bodies are designed for our survival, and our bodies are following our consciousness. So when we are living in states of fear and shock and guilt and shame, and we carry these things inside, the body is now incubating in those energies and is now responding to those energies. The body is protecting itself from those energies, whatever that is. So the body starts to produce extra cells if it needs extra cells to digest more food, you know, if there's something that we don't want to ingest, it's something we find hard to swallow kind of thing. It doesn't matter whether it's a physical morsel of food that we, you know, like a bone or something, or if it's, you know, a figurative indigestible morsel, if the body responds the same way. So, you know, if we swallowed a bone, for example, then the body would need to be able to break that down in order for it to pass through the system. So the general juices that the body produced probably won't be enough to break that bone down. So the body would then create extra cells. So those extra cells are then going to be called a tumor and probably cancer. But they're performing a function, a life-saving function, as a matter of fact. And once that bone, once that indigestible morsel, whatever it is broken down and is able to be passed through, meaning once we come to terms with whatever that is, we find a resolution, then the body no longer needs those cells and will resorb the cells by itself, self-healing. But when that is going on, it can be very uncomfortable And so that's when we go to the doctor and go, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Well, there's actually literally nothing wrong with us. Our bodies are doing exactly what they're designed to do. So we have to stop. We have to put an end to the programming that we've received where we just are on autopilot. You know, something's wrong with me. Let me go find out. Oh, there must be a pill for that. Mm-hmm. We have to break ourselves of that cycle. And so that we can actually see what's happening to our bodies so that we can get out of fear. Because once we start to understand that the body is doing what it's doing on purpose, and that purpose is for our survival, we can stop being afraid. We can stop believing that we're being attacked by killer diseases, because it's simply not true.
Well, is there a corollary to that? You talked about something physical, but emotionally, is that the same process, right? You have something that is unresolved, or something that happened in your childhood, or some episode in your life where you're stuck, or you're trapped in this, you can't express it, and then it shows as a physical ailment.
Absolutely. Every time. Yep. So this was discovered by a German doctor named Dr. Rikegaard Hammer, and he discovered that he was a German oncologist, and he discovered this because he received a phone call in the middle of the night that his teenage son had been shot and wounded. So the son fought for his life for 3 months and then passed away. And 3 months later, Dr. Hammer came down with testicular cancer, and he couldn't figure out any other possible reason that would have happened other than this trauma that he had gone through. So he went to the other men in the in his practice who had been diagnosed with testicular cancer, and he simply asked them, what had been going on in your life before you got diagnosed? And every single one of them had faced the loss of a child. And he thought, well, that can't be a coincidence. And so he started to go to the people that had pancreatic cancer or kidney or, you know, whatever it was. And he started to find out that there was a direct correlation between the type of shock that was going on and the part of the body that was responding to the shock. So then, and he started taking CAT scans and looking at everybody's brain, and the people that, you know, all the men that had testicular cancer had a specific spot on the brain that you could see it on the CAT scan. The people with pancreatic cancer had a different spot on the brain. People with breast cancer, a different spot. So he started mapping out the entire brain. He mapped out the three layers of the brain, the old brain, the midbrain, and the new brain. And what parts of the brain correlated to which organs in the body and systems in the body. And he learned all of the biological survival mechanisms of why the body would produce extra cells, or why the body would diminish the number of cells, or why there would be a muscle weakness or a change of muscle function. And he discovered all of this, the five biological laws. And everything that he discovered was 100% across the board. Like, there was no variation in these things. So he really made one of the greatest discoveries in human history, which most people have never heard of as of yet.
Well, that's why we're here talking about it, because it's fascinating. You know,
right?
that kernel that you just shared is so powerful. The fact that it can be standardized the way that he did, it just gives us so much more power as healers and as patients to actually start the process of unraveling it and literally having the power to go the right path to heal yourself. So from the standpoint of, because the way our society is created, in the medical side especially, if you end up with an emotional issue, it's sad when you think about it. You could end up on a medication to mask the symptom of the thing that you're trying, that you need to understand in order to come to terms with, in order to help yourself. So it seems like And as a physician, I say this, it's not a good thing to say, but medicine seems to stand in the way, standardized medicine, of healing. And it really shouldn't be.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, these, the like you say, the way that society is set up, it's set up for greed. And for the people that are making all the money, you know, they don't want to share any of the additional information. They don't want to empower humanity. So we are living in this state of perpetual fear, you know, fear mongering left, right, and center. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as long as people are in fear, then they'll do anything that the experts say. So it's really easy to control a society of people who are in fear. So the biggest fear of the controllers is for society to take their power back. An empowered humanity cannot be controlled. And we can't be placed in fear. Once we understand that our body is on our side and that the body is functioning exactly the way that it's designed to function in every minute of every day, we can start to address the actual issues, which are the fears, the doubts, the guilt, the worries, the shames, and all of these things that have distorted our consciousness, which then in turn distorts the physical body.
Well, I know we're going to take a break shortly, not yet, but I want to delve into then, how do we get people, what is the modality that people, that they can simply start to access? Because we've just discussed, I don't think it's just the standard system where you get medicated into oblivion, but you have to have some, I would think it's hard for you if you can't figure out what the kernel was to get to the root cause. Is that things like energy medicine? Is it Reiki? I mean, is there some modality, I'm sure it's a mixture probably, that allow people to go get down to the root of what's driving them and getting to know themselves? This is really all about getting to know yourself more than anything, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, and what Dr. Hammer discovered, with his discoveries, we can start to learn the body's language. And we can start to learn what our symptoms are saying. And once we understand what our symptoms are saying, it becomes much easier to resolve our conflicts, because the body is simply pointing directly at the conflict that needs to be resolved.
That's a really good point. So I want to go into what these signals are that we can start becoming more well-versed in what our body's trying to tell us. So let's take our second break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living a Solution. We're speaking with Miss Lisa Warner, and you can go to her website, connectingyoutoyou.com. It's a wealth of information. You can find out how to buy her book and also listen to her blogs. I think you have a YouTube, you have a podcast as well, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, this is just a ton of things that you people, this is just a great site. Easy to navigate, and it's the first step towards getting to know yourself. So when people are in an extremist, they've been feeling poorly, or they have a chronic pain syndrome, let's say they haven't gone to the doctor, which is probably a good thing from what you just described in a lot of instances. What are some things that people, some of the main things that people need to be aware of so they can start looking inward? Like, this is the sign that something else is going on. I need to be aware. And this is how I start the process of fixing it.
Well, because everything is energy, you know, one of the first things to start to recognize is that we are non-physical beings and that we are pure energy, and that there's always an energy that's at the root cause of a disturbance like that, a distortion like of energy. So even if you have no idea what the cause is or anything like that, you can still come to the energy. It's like, how does this make us feel? Well, I feel afraid, or I feel angry, or I feel frustrated, right? Those are all energies. So if we can get to the root energy, if we clear that energy out of our energy fields by using just some simple techniques, then we can start to clear out these root causes, whether we're quite aware of them or not. But becoming like your own detective, it's like you have to become like your own archaeologist to dig down and discover like what is underneath there. And, you know, we've never really been taught how energy works or what energy is. We just simply say, you know, oh no, I'm afraid, and it's because this, that, and the other thing. Well, it can be, but it's also simply because there's fear in your energy field.
So in order to clear your energy, you know, I'm versed in Qigong, for example, or Reiki, other, you know, Eastern medicine modalities. Are those some of the ways that people can clear? Is it exercising? How would people begin that process? Because if you don't really have, if you're not attuned to what your energy field is, you have to get started somewhere.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, to clear energy, we can actually alchemize energy. If we notice that we are in fear, for example, if we just continue with that, if we notice that we are in fear, the way I teach this is I teach that our energy field, people usually know about the aura. Mm-hmm. There's this energy field around us. And I use an analogy of a snow globe, like sitting inside a snow globe, and that glass would be the edge of the aura. So if we were sitting inside a snow globe, you could feel that glass around. So the fear would be inside your globe, which would mean that fear is in your energy field. So we could simply imagine that fear inside the globe. It might look like a dark cloud. It might look like a color. It doesn't matter. You can't get it wrong. You just have to pinpoint it. You have to notice that it's there and then choose to clear it out. So I put it in a rose. I create a red rose. I was taught this a long time ago by a teacher. If you create a red rose just in your imagination, you can have that rose gather up the fear just like a little vacuum cleaner. And then you explode that rose back into a million billion particles of light. And that literally alchemizes that energy from your energy field. This is what alchemy really is. It's not about turning metal into gold. It's about turning from one energy into another energy. So changing from one state of being to a different state of being. So with some simple techniques, you can use a flame. You can just burn up the energy, you know, just figuratively, and then call in what you want to replace it with. So if I clear some fear out of my energy field, what do I want to replace that with? So I just call in what I would rather have and place my attention on that and see that coming into my energy field. Energy works by intention. So we can start really utilizing our imagination and start to become very masterful with managing energy. And this is really where the healing starts. It's where the fun begins, because this is where creation is. This is how we get to create, by becoming masterful with energy.
So you're describing being, instead of things happening to you, you actually control your reality, right? Your inspiration. And that's what inspiration is, right? Is it create using energy to create something, writing a book, creating a song, whatever it is that your love of is. You should be able to pull it out of thin air just by your creativity, your intention, your inspiration. And that includes your health then.
Yes, exactly. So we get to dictate our own state of being. So healthy is simply a very an aligned state of being where our body, mind, and soul are fully aligned with Source, with the truth of who we are. You know, Source, God, Source, Creator, whatever word you want to use, is the living life force energy from which all life stems. So everything is made of the same living life force energy. Anything that has life is made of the same living life force energy. So we are all connected. This is how we are all one, because we are all made of the same living life force energy. And we can channel that energy in any direction we choose. And when we allow that energy to move through our bodies, then that energy just flows freely. But when we have fear and doubt and guilt and shame, that blocks the flow of energy. And that stops the flow of energy. And where the energy stops flowing in our body, it backs up like a little dam. And the body goes, hey, you got a blockage here. Are you going to get rid of that? Let me show you where the blockage is.
Fascinating. So when I think about this and go again out to a macro view, you have society putting, you know, limitations on you, on your ability to speak the truth, your ability to live in a manner that God puts you on earth to live at, you know, as. These are all things that are outside, it would seem to me, creating an environment of illness, because there's so many people that can't live the truth because they're being constrained either spiritually, economically. I mean, it's all kind of, it's huge, isn't it?
It is. Huh. It's amazing when we start to look at what's actually been going on this planet for a long time. You know, humanity, our consciousness, we've just been corralled into this, you know, into this dystopian society that's been set up. And it's, the whole thing is very, very unhealthy. So now is the shift of ages, though, and this is all changing. This is why this is all coming to the surface now, because it's time for the light to be back in charge instead of the darkness on this planet.
Well, so it makes sense now, the why it's so chaotic, because it seems there are two opposing forces, the truth, God-driven, and the status quo, which is absolutely opposed to it, it seems to me.
Yeah,
and exactly. Will do anything to stop people from being who they're truly meant to be, and also being one. Instead of us being so hyphenated, we all want the same thing. We all want to live a conscious, healthy, happy life of peace, peaceful life. And everything that's out there seems to be rhetoric that opposes it, thwarts it, and we just keep... Not all of us. I think you're right. There's a lot of more people who are just disconnecting from it. But those that are not yet enlightened are enlightened fall right back into the trap over and over again.
Exactly. We just keep looping through these same patterns because we haven't cleared out these energies from our energy field. So, you know, all of these energies just keep recycling and recycling and recycling. So it's time for us to start to really understand how energy works and how much command we have of energy. And we really can take control of our own energy field. We can take control of our personal energy. We can direct our personal energy in any direction we desire. For thousands of years on this planet, we've just been allowing our energy to be directed. So, you know, as long as somebody else is willing to direct our energy and we're willing to follow directions, then that's what we get.
Exactly.
So now is the time to stop the patterns.
I absolutely agree with you. So with that in mind, how powerful is language? How powerful is the voice at aligning you with your inner being, with your soul, with your creative spark?
Oh, it's huge, because voice is frequency, and frequency is is also energy. And how we speak, what we say, you know, it happens as we believe. So our words are telling. Our words tell what we believe. So when we're speaking poorly of ourselves, then we are giving our power away. You know, we are these grand beings of light. But when we say, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, then we're giving our power away. And, you know, it's really important to speak the words of health and healing and happiness and all the things that we desire. And, you know, to express, meaning get rid of all of those other energies that are still trapped inside. You know, the fear, the doubt, the guilt, the shame, the blame, we keep those locked up inside because we don't want to talk about them. We don't want other people to know that we feel guilty or ashamed. But if we speak these words out, if we get them out and express them, then they can leave and we don't have to repress them anymore. You know, and when we start to realize that these are energies, it's not that I feel ashamed. There's shame in my energy field. I don't know how it got there, but I need to get it out. I want to clear that energy out. Energy is not personal, but emotions are. So if we start to understand that emotions are energy, instead of making the emotions personal, we can start to just simply clear out the energies. And it makes it so much easier to heal when we can just start clearing out the stuff that doesn't belong to us.
Now, from a psychosocial aspect to this, this seems to be different than the ego, because the ego seems to be a lot more challenging to deal with, a lot more negativity. It's me, me, me. It's not the same energy that you're talking about, is it?
No, not at all. I call the ego the programming. You know, this is the personality that we've been given. You know, we are these grand beings of light, but we come into the world through the birth canal and we're really little. And so we're just given a name. It's not our soul's name. It's just the name that we're given. And then depending on our social and family environment, then a character is projected onto us. Well, you're going to grow up and you're going to be a great figure skater. You're going to be a great lawyer. You know, mm-hmm. Dad's a doctor and grandma's a doctor. And, you know, you're going to be a great doctor too. And then we just kind of get this personality projected onto us. And we go through life thinking that we're this personality when in truth, we're really not. So, you know, the ego is the part that just tries to protect us and save face. But that's all just part of the programming, in my opinion. So when we start to realize that the I am, the one source, you know, we are all made of this same living life force energy. Well, at the core, I am that. We are all the one I am, exploring life in, you know, infinite ways. So when we get really down to the heart of it, we start to recognize that at the core of who we are grand beings. We are not an ego. We are not a person. We are not even just a human. We are a grand being of light. We are God source itself, exploring existence.
Wow, that's beautifully said. On that note, let's take a break and think about that, because that just puts everything in a different light, so to speak, or perspective. So let's take our last break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in Solution. We're speaking with Miss Lisa Warner. And again, you can go to her website, connectingyoutoyou.com. And how can people listen to your podcasts?
Oh, they can find it on any of their, you know, Apple iTunes, Spotify. It's there. It's called Connecting You to You Radio.
Excellent. And I wanted to go over your 90-day program in more detail that people can actually go to your website and start, or how do people access that?
Well, I teach it twice a year, or at least up until now I have been teaching it twice a year. So it's really kind of a small masterclass. So it's really for people who want to, who are highly motivated and want to take their health into their own hands. And they really want to open up to their own self-mastery. So we take all of these components, recognizing that we are grand beings of light. We start to look at how we've been programmed in this society, and we start to kind of take some of those programs apart, you know, such as, you know, taking the label off. You know, when we go to a doctor, we get a diagnosis, and then, you know, it comes with an entire set of symptoms. You know, so we go into take the label right off, take the name off, get rid of it. And what do you have? If there's no name for what's wrong with you, what do you have? Well, I have a body that's out of balance because I've been out of balance. Far less scary.
Yeah, it's a lot less threatening.
You have stage 4 lung cancer.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of stories where people are living fine, they're doing whatever they're, you know, living their lives, and they go to the doctor, get a diagnosis, and then they're gone within weeks of the diagnosis. But prior to that, they were doing okay. So that
right,
mind and body,
fine.
Exactly. It happened to one of my family members. So this connection or this power of the mind and the process of being a positive person and being able to not have something change your energy on things. It's all about, being a positive person on things versus somebody who sees the negative in everything. Is there a benefit to being, I know they probably know the answer, but I'm going to ask it, being more positive and being more hopeful about things instead of woe is me?
Well, of course. And there's also kind of that, you know, that put on a brave face kind of positive, which is, you know, also kind of covering up, you know, stuff that's underneath. So I prefer to say, you know, to be an aware person, to be awake and aware and start to remember who you really are. Because who we are these grand, magnificent creator beings who have just been dumbed down by the society that we've been living in. And it's really up to each one of us to start to clear the amnesia and remember who we are. So, you know, just being positive isn't all that's necessary. It's really about being awake and aware to see what's actually happening. And, you know, once we start to see what's actually happening, then it becomes far more simple to find all the solutions.
Exactly. I mean, it's a muscle, isn't it? I mean, you have to work it. You have to, the more you use it, the easier it gets, it seems to me.
Yes, for sure. You know, the more we just start to get quiet and go within, really all the answers are inside. We've just been taught that, you know, there's an expert somewhere. Go find the expert. They'll tell you what to do. Well, if we sit really quietly and we start to focus on the breath, which helps to quiet the mind, once the mind gets quiet, then the door opens and the soul can come through. You know, the soul is huge. The mind is little. The mind is inside the soul. And we've been taught to live in our minds. And the mind is limited. And it becomes a prison if we allow it to. you know, for following all the rules and doing exactly what we're told and doing everything right. Well, that's just all mental gymnastics. The soul doesn't need any of that. The soul is directly connected to source, to divine intelligence. And when we start to connect to that, all of the answers start to make themselves known. This is how I ended up figuring out how to heal myself, was that every day I sat in the question, what do I need to know about this in order for it to change? And every day I sat with that question until my mind got quiet enough. Finally, one day, the answer then just dropped right in. And it was clear as a bell. Hey, Lisa, your body's not being attacked by some killer disease. And neither is anybody else's. Your body is doing exactly what it needs to do, provided the circumstances that you've been providing. So I was living on the edge of suicide. I was so depressed and it was awful. So my state of being had deteriorated to such a point that my body could no longer remain healthy.
That's interesting. And that it gives me pause for what we're seeing in society, where people really feel under siege most of the time. That is a recipe for illness, the way you just described it. But there's no outlet. The outlet that the society would want you to take is a medication. So it's right. Taking you away from source. It's taking you away from being able to look inward, to have that epiphany that you had. And it's, if we expect someone to do it for us, I don't think it's going to happen. It's going to have to be from within, that you take that huge step on faith. Because once you take it, you're not going back because you're free.
Exactly. Yes. You know, and you know, there's going to be a lot of shifts and changes in our society over the next year. And a lot of people are going to be waking up to see that, you know, to see what's actually been going on here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why society is so far out of balance. You know, and there are going to be some steps taken very quickly to bring it back into balance, because the age of darkness is now over and it's time for the light to return to the planet. And it will return pretty quickly, I believe.
Well, you want to be in
that
flow.
There's a lot of hope for humanity in the future.
Agreed. And you want to be in that flow of that energy, because that's the sweet spot, isn't it?
Exactly. When we become the empty vessel, when we get our minds out of the way and we just start to tune in to source, so we start to let that energy flow and we start to live by our desires, like all the dreams that we have, all the desires, all the things that we love, those are ours. Those are our gifts. Those are why we're here. Like, we each have these beautiful gifts to give humanity and this earth. We're here to express those, but we've been repressing them for so long that we've kind of forgotten even how to access them a lot of times. But once we start to tune in to the things that bring us joy and pleasure, the things that we love to do, and we start doing those on a regular basis, it starts to change things in a pretty big hurry.
Well, that's the place that I want to be. And,
exactly.
And I hope that for everybody on this earth, that they can find that peace. And I think you're right. This is, we're going through a phase and we just need to be conscious and be intentional about what we do. And every choice we make has to be towards that, towards helping ourselves, towards healing ourselves, towards finding balance and having empathy, I think, for each other.
Yes, indeed. We've all been in the same situation. So it's definitely up to us to help each other out, to help each other remember who we are, to help each other remember the grand beings of light that we truly are and the superpowers that we actually have. You know, all of our superpowers have been repressed for so long because you can't rule over a society that has active superpowers now, can you?
You sure can't. in that system.
Our bodies are the most advanced technology in all of creation. These bodies are phenomenal. They're not supposed to die. They're not supposed to only live for 80 or 100 years. Our bodies are designed to regenerate and rejuvenate and, you know, to live for hundreds of years.
Well,
this is what we, this is what's actually possible.
I love
that. Actually what's natural.
I love that possibility. And on that note, I think that's a wonderful place to stop, because it gives people power and the, hopefully the intention to make that change for themselves. In the short time that we have, how can people, again, reach you, read your books, listen to your podcast?
So my book is called The Simplicity of Self-Healing. It's now in its 10th anniversary edition, and you can find that on Amazon. And I assume you can start to find it in like Barnes & Noble and other places now as well. You can just go and ask your local bookstore. And then my website is connectingyoutoyou.com. And I have a YouTube channel. If you just, look up Lisa Warner on YouTube, you'll find it. It's The Simplicity of Self-Healing with Lisa Warner. And my podcast is called Connecting You to You Radio.
Well, Ms. Warner, thank you so much for joining me. I enjoyed it. And I feel empowered to continue the path that I want to be on. I want to be in the flow, in God's light. And thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a wonderful conversation. I've really enjoyed it.
Me too.
I hope it's helped your listeners.
Oh, I'm sure it has. I'd love to have you back anytime you'd like.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to come back for sure.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.